Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. All right. Washington, D.C., thank you so much for coming out to the taping for my second stand-up special. Very excited to be here. Before we start the show, I know there's probably some signs up saying no photos and things of that nature, and that's just because obviously we're taping this. And also when I do these shows, people can start taking photos and there'll be a lot of flashing and orange lights up and can be a little distracting when I'm trying to focus on the performance. But what I realize is that people don't give a shit and they take photos anyway because there are some shitty people that come to these shows. I mean, look how many people are here. Some of you are shitty people. There's no question. If we met in any other context besides you paying me money to see me tell jokes, I'm sure there's some of you I would hate with a passion. No question about it. I really hate some of you a lot. So what I thought we could do is a compromise. Right now, before I start the show, I understand people like photos and stuff, so right now before we start the show, I'm going to pretend like I'm in the middle of a joke, and you can take as many photos as you want, and then after that, we'll have a great show, okay? All right, okay. So here we go. If you want to snap a photo, go for it. Some fake joke where I need to go through a crawl space. Let's act like an incident happened with an audience member. Like, sir, could you stand up and act like you're yelling at me about something? So, you can show that photo to people and tell them, yeah, at one point in the show, this guy just stood up and was like, whites are the superior race. And Aziz was like, whoa, that's not cool, sir. You need to sit down. All right, cool. Everybody good with photos and everything? Thank you so much for coming out. I really appreciate you coming out. Thank you so much. I live in New York right now. And, yes. And, I'm single right now. And, oh, shut up. You don't mean that shit. And, whenever I go out to bars there, as one friend of mine, he's one of these guys, he's like, oh, man, any cute girl you see? Just go talk to her, man. What's gonna happen? What's gonna happen? What's gonna happen? Any cute girl you see, just say something, anything. It doesn't matter what. What's gonna happen? What's gonna happen? What's gonna happen? I'll tell you what's gonna happen. That girl is gonna be mean as shit to me for no reason at all. Why do I wanna deal with that? Hi, how are you? Fuck you! Alright, I'll see you later. I'll go talk to my friend Brian. He's always nice to me. And sure, that's a little bit of an exaggeration, but that is how it feels sometimes. I once went up this girl because I thought she had a cool purse on her shoulder. I said, hey, that's a nice bag. And she said, thank you. And we started talking, and she seemed nice. Then at one point, her friend comes over, and when the girl's friend comes over, she goes, oh, hey, this is Aziz. He came to talk to me because he thought I had a cool bag. And rolled her eyes. And I thought, wow, that's really rude. No reason to do that. I was just being nice, right? So I said to myself right there, whenever I leave this conversation, I'm going to make sure this girl knows I don't give a shit about her. And I really like her bag. So at one point, we're sitting there talking, and I was like, yeah, hey, what's that over there? And then I stole her purse. Yeah, that bag's mine now.
Thank you. Welcome to Democracy Now!, the War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman.
Tune in to Democracy Now!, Monday through Friday, 12 noon.
On Free Radio Santa Cruz, also known as Freak Radio, community-based FM radio station, which people certainly here know, operating without an FCC license since 1995.
Democracy Now!, 12 noon, Monday through Friday, on Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101 FM or freakradio.org. Also check out democracynow.org.
From Pacifica, this is Democracy Now!
I am for massive oil and gas and everything else and a lot of energy. Putin can't love that. And Hillary, my opponent, was for windmills.
President Trump touts his embrace of fossil fuels as his administration opens more than a billion acres of water in the Arctic, Pacific, Atlantic, and Gulf of Mexico to offshore oil and gas drilling. But there is one exception, the state of Florida, the home of Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort and his political ally, Republican Governor Rick Scott. Then we look at the death of anti-police activist Erica Garner, who died at the age of 27, 4 months after giving birth to her second child.
Erica attributed her failing health
to the trauma of racial injustice.
Racism kills.
We'll look at a remarkable investigation by ProPublica on how hospitals are failing black mothers.
The bottom line is that in the United States, we have some of the highest rates of maternal death in the industrialized world. And this is really driven by the high rates of death of black mothers. Black mothers are 3 to 4 times more likely to die in childbirth, and this is something that we should all be talking about.
And we'll discuss how the fallout of police violence is killing black women like Erica Garner. All that and more coming up. Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, the War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. President Donald Trump hardened his position on immigration Wednesday, a day after he appeared to support a wide-reaching deal that could grant millions of